Chest and Biceps, the Monday podcast, and we have the episode number 8. And our guest today is Dina Cook, our Vice President of Global Human Resources. Here she is. Welcome, yes. Dina Cook.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and we are excited to have you. Thank you a lot to join our podcast. Let's start with a question a little bit to your background, to your way, to your education, and how it came that you come to Core Health and Fitness.
Sure. Yeah, I have a pretty diverse background. I started off, you know, when I started off in college, I was really thinking I was going to be a school teacher, a history teacher, and coach track and cross country because that was like my sport of choice. I've always been an athlete. And then I found out that maybe that wasn't the best fit. And one of my professors started talking to me about human resources and how it was up and coming. And I had no idea really what it was. And he really explained it to me as the ability to help adults achieve their career goals. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And something that I'm passionate about. I'm very passionate about people. And, you know, I consider myself a servant leader. I want to inspire others to really become their best self, whether that's in their personal life or their professional life. And that's kind of where I started in my HR path. And I've never looked back. I've been fortunate. I know some people go to college and they don't use their degree at all. I was fortunate enough to find this path and I absolutely love it. Each year, something new and different challenges happen. And to be able to impact people's lives, it's huge. And it's something that I don't ever take for granted. It's something that I feel is a huge privilege when people trust me with their career paths and trust to come to me knowing that, you know, I'm going to support them. And then on the flip side of that is I get to work alongside of some pretty amazing companies. Most recently, obviously, I joined Core, which I'm so thrilled about. I've been having the best time. But throughout my career, I've worked for several different industries, whether that's construction or retail or marketing. I mean, several different companies that I've had, my background's very diverse, and really and truly, I did that intentionally as I was looking at, gosh, where do I want to be from a human resources perspective? And at the end of the day, regardless of the industry, people are people. People want to be valued. People want to be heard. They want to be respected. They want to know that their voice matters. And it doesn't matter what position they're in, the most entry level or the most executive level, it's really the same. And so that's something that has really kept me inspired in this field. Most recently joining Core. So I am just a little bit of history about me from an athletic perspective. I kickbox multiple times a day, or not a day, that's a lot, a week. I lift weights throughout the week. I do cardio throughout the week. And so when I saw the ad and I was leaving my prior company just because there was a change in CEO. And so with this role, it really gave me, you know, not only was it perfect when I read the ad, but I was like, wow, it's a fitness company. Like, how cool is that? Like, how much fun would it be to work for a fitness company? Because that's my other love is fitness. So I get to work with people for a fitness company. And that's really what made me apply to this particular position. And I'm so glad I did. It's been just I'm finishing up my fourth month and it's been a whirlwind. It's been a lot of really great things that we're already doing from an HR perspective and we'll continue to do to really build that amazing employee experience throughout the organization.
No, nice, great. And I don't know how it is in the US, especially in Europe, there are some changes in employees, how to find them, how to find the ways, sure. How to find the communication ways. In the earlier days, it was normal to find a job in a magazine or something like this. Printed things, and then you could call or send a letter, and then maybe you have been invited to a job interview. But how do you think about this modern ways to find employees?
Yeah, I think it's great. One of the things that we recently implemented, and this is, you know, a new process, something that I'm really passionate about is, you know, developing our talent from within the organization and how do we do that? And so when you look for different candidates externally, obviously there's different social media platforms that you can now find employees on. You can post your ads, you can, on several different, and really and truly you can mirror that to the marketplace in which you're recruiting. And so you have, you know, this ability to reach out to thousands of people and encourage them to come work for you. In this labor market, it's really tight. So it's highly competitive to encourage employees or candidates to come work for CORE versus another company. Mm-hmm. And so what really sets us aside, what makes us great? And, you know, the passion that people have in this organization, just that fire, the pride that is within this organization, those are really easy selling points to candidates because it's like, gosh, you know, we're a fitness company that cares about our people, and here's what we're doing to care about our people. And then for those that are internal, I just launched an internal application process. So it's important to me that we always look at developing our internal employees. And that doesn't mean that they need to be an executive at any point in their career, because maybe that's not their path. However, how do we continue to challenge and grow people so that they want to stay here? Oftentimes people think the grass is greener on the other side of the fence when it's really greener where you water it. And it's our job to really make sure that our employees feel valued. And so this new process of the internal application, what we've committed to our employees is that we will post the ad internally for 7 days before we even post it externally for other candidates that don't work for CORE. And those that submit their application to this process, we guarantee them an interview. We guarantee them feedback. We really want to create that environment where people know that we care, we value them. We are very vested into their career paths and their individual growth. And this is a way of us showing that and really demonstrating it live time.
What do you prefer? Interviews live, face-to-face, or online, or both? Yeah, or what's the difference for you?
Obviously before COVID, the majority of interviews happened face-to-face, right? Especially if you're in that location, and just having that human contact is a big deal. And then as COVID took place, I mean, everything changed, right? We all had to really pivot on how we recruit, how we talk with our employees, especially if they're working remote. How do we make people feel like they're part of this organization and feel comfortable? And so for me, you know, I love the human contact because, you know, I'm an HR professional. I'm a people person. Like, I love to be around people. But I've really learned to adapt and to be comfortable having the, you know, the virtual conversations with whether it's a candidate or an employee or other peers of mine. So yeah, it's definitely a different world today than it was even 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Yeah,
but still the possibility. Yeah, the one-on-one podcast. the advantage we have doing it also over media like Teams or Zoom or similar, we have a way broader area where we can recruit from.
Yes.
Every time we see, for example, we were searching for somebody for the Munich office, it was always difficult because Munich has a lot of competition in terms of world-renowned companies where it's quite hard getting into the spotlight of a certain person you're looking for, right?
Yeah, no, I think that having this virtual capability is huge. Also, you know, when you're a global company, you're able to talk with and have conversations with people around the globe, which in you know, face-to-face over, you know, virtual call, which is huge. It makes you feel more connected. And one of the things that I'm really, you know, looking forward to is creating and making sure that our company doesn't feel like it's, you know, North America, and then there's, you know, the separate companies, you know, I want it to be one company, one feeling in terms of how are people treated when they're being onboarded, you know, that red carpet in feel that they really know they're being set up for success. And so when they're talking with their peers, whether, you know, they're in Germany now and talking to a peer in California, they're having the same experience, regardless of where they're located, because we're still one company, and really making sure that we have that, you know, set in place for our employees, so that it's a standard feel when somebody is orientated into our company, that they have received the same type of information, that they're set up for success in the same ways, and that they're receiving the same type of mentorship that someone else is receiving. So to me, the part of being virtual that helps create that synergy within all of us, because we can see you face to face, even though we're not in person per se.
Yep. It's a, yeah, it's an I think better than only do it with audio, with telephone, because you have the visual aspect. You can see the reaction in the face, what happens with the eyes and the mouth. And I think that you are really good in it, to have a fine instinct to this reaction in an interview. And it's not, for me, it's not so good as a live interview, but it's okay.
Yeah. Yep. I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. And it's, like I said, it's, you know, you kind of, you look at these tools that we have that we didn't have several years ago, and you use them to your advantage, especially whether it's recruiting or talking with an employee and just connecting with one another. It's a big deal from a people perspective, because my job is all about human capital. It's about the people that make this company successful, and how do we support them? And then how do I support the organization as well? And so doing, you know, like, you know, we talk about different initiatives that we can do to really care for our employees and take care of them and make us all feel like one team. And that's something, you know, you see with this Take Five, Get Outside initiative. It's really about us being one team, no matter where we're located. It's, you know, it's not a competition to take care of, you know, help employees take care of their mental health. One of the things that we've seen a lot of with ever since COVID is people are burned out, and then people are, you know, working remotely and not necessarily getting outside, not necessarily taking care of their mental health. And so one of, you know, as I was getting to know employees when I first started, you know, I had several employees say to me, gosh, Dina, you know, we do all these cool competitions as an organization, and I really wish I could participate, but for whatever physical reason that they cannot, you know, they aren't able to do it, but they want to. And so that's kind of where this Take Five, Get Outside started. And for me, it's about, you know, it's the statistics of getting outside and having that fresh air, and what it does for your mental health is insane. It's just like, you know, you need to get outside, you need to take care of yourself. And for us to be able to, as an organization, say, hey, let's get outside, let's have some fun. We all work so hard. And for me with HR, it's like, how do we create fun for our employees as well? How do we, you know, how are we goofy? And that's why, you know, we made these swag packages with the t-shirts, the hats, the belt bags, you know, and the water bottles, so that people can take some fun selfies also and enjoy the stuff, right? The swag, everybody wants the swag. And so it's really encouraging us to come together as a team. The China factory doesn't typically get involved in some of these initiatives. And so what I've done is worked with Jim Wu in China, and we translated Take Five, Get Outside in Chinese. And so their t-shirts will say Take Five, Get Outside in Chinese. And I think that that's important that we start to do that, because we represent so many different cultures, and it's awesome. And so really embracing the different cultures that we represent is something that's important as well.
You know, that was a perfect answer to my next question I didn't ask. So,
I read your mind.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, but if you haven't seen it, we should forward the video where everybody is dancing at our FIBO stand, because that was a perfect example of global culture, because we have German guys, we had the guys from the UK, we had Roots and others from Asia, and some Americans, and everybody was looking like, what's going on over there? And it felt like the working family, you know, like when we meet at the kickoff.
Yes, that's awesome. See, that's my style. And that's what I love about this organization is that, again, it's a fitness company. Let's work hard. Let's have fun. There's so many things that we can do for our employees to, you know, really get them excited. And, you know, we work hard every single day. It is just, I'm all about having fun and how do we create a great experience for all of our employees so that they want to stay and grow with us for several years.
Yeah. For me, a question. What is more important for you? Is it attitude or skills?
Attitude. Yeah, for sure. Attitude. That's an easy one. Because, you know, if someone can have all the skills and talent in the world, and if they're a jerk, quite honestly, that really impacts the team in a negative way. When you have someone that has a great attitude, that really wants to try, will work hard, is coachable, trainable, but doesn't have all of the skills, we can train that stuff. I mean, we can train them to do the job. We can't train empathy. We can't train character. We can't train certain things that people have that, you know, that compassion for others, the care, the, you know, those things are internal. And those are very key attributes when you're looking at success. And so I would 100% hands down say attitude over skills every time.
Yeah. Thank you a lot. Stefan, are you sleeping?
Of course not, because that is highly interesting what's going on over here, but the internet connection is a little bit unstable. So maybe it looks sometimes that I'm like frozen. can you give us like a little sneak peek what you still have in mind for the future? For it's about recruiting, but it's also about retaining talent.
Yeah.
Still some super secret stuff you're working on?
Oh yeah, HR is very secretive. There's a ton of really great things that we're doing and that we're implementing. One of the things that we're revamping is our onboarding process. And onboarding, a lot of people think about that for brand new employees, right? So when somebody's new, how do we bring them and introduce them into the company? So that's one piece of it. The other part of it is when we promote somebody into a new role, oftentimes these are A players, people that are just knocking it out of the park. And so then we put them in a new role and we just say, go be great because you've been great. So go be great. And we forget to onboard them into their new position that they don't know anything about. So we're going to have an onboarding program that will be for both. So we'll have one for new employees and this will be used globally. It won't be, you know, there's not going to be a separate onboarding for Europe and then a separate one for the US. It's going to be the same onboarding program, you know, globally. And then we're going to have a program in place for employees that are being promoted so that we set them up for success, because when you set up a top performer for success, I mean, they just continue to knock it out of the park. However, if you don't take the time to do that and all of a sudden they feel like they're failing, it doesn't feel good. These are individuals that are highly competitive typically, that don't want to fail. They don't, you know, they want to be successful. So we need to make sure that we're setting them up for success in those new roles. And so that's something that the HR team is working on. There's different policies and procedures, of course, that we're kind of revamping. We're going to give the handbook a facelift. There's all sorts of things that we're doing to make sure that we're in on. And also, it's like, how do we come together as a team? What are we doing as a team to come together and bring people together and, you know, really connect with one another? Because that's so critical for the growth of a department, the company, and just for that individual to feel connected to everybody.
Yeah. The time runs, but there's one question. I love this thing is the difference between the generations. If you see the older, middle, and younger, or the Gen X,
Gen Z,
and so on,
the millennials.
Do you think they're so different, or is it more in our brain than really?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that you're going to see some generational differences just because, you know, you think about when you're a kid, when, you know, when I was a kid, we didn't have social media. Everything wasn't so digital. Everything, you know, we went outside and played. It was very different than today's youth. But in terms of work ethic is work ethic. And, you know, we do see some individuals, and it doesn't matter which generation, quite frankly, there are some individuals that feel entitled to moving forward very quickly because that's just what they feel that they should be able to do instead of putting in the work. And I think regardless of what generation somebody's a part of, if they're putting in the work and they are succeeding, they're going to continue to grow, right? And so that's our job, is to make sure that we're reminding individuals like, hey, here's the reality of the situation. Oftentimes, especially in a tight labor market, people in leadership positions may overpromise and underdeliver, and that can create more harm than good for that employee because, you know, they're afraid that they're going to lose somebody. And my recommendation is always be honest, you know, like invest in your people, talk to them, but be honest and make sure that they know like, hey, for you to get to this role, it's going to take you 3 to 5 years, but we can get you there. And here's what that looks like. And just having that communication, don't promise somebody that they can be promoted in a year when you know that 100% isn't going to happen, and then you start ignoring the employee, hoping that the issue goes away because it's not going to go away. I think, again, it's just that effective communication and caring about your people. But no, I don't think, I mean, yes, there are some generational things that, you know, you see from, you know, you see the Gen Zs, the millennials, and then you see baby boomers, you see, you know, there are some differences just from a technology perspective. But overall, I think that it's just how you invest in your people. Quite frankly, I think that it's that easy. Invest in your people, take care of your people, and they're going to take care of the company.
Yeah. Stefan, do you have something left? The last question.
I have nothing left for the moment. I'm just flashed.
Yeah. Dina, you're great.
I'm convinced again, working for an awesome company. I mean, I still knew it, but hey.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's amazing. I think there's a lot of amazing things that are happening from a people perspective. And I think that we have this outstanding group of talented individuals that work for CORE, that care about CORE. And I feel privileged to be a part of it and to be able to impact our employees' lives, both professionally and personally, and look forward to growing within this organization and getting people excited about HR. Everybody's always afraid of HR. It's nothing to be afraid of. We're great.
No, I don't think that somebody should.
I mean, who is afraid of HR? Come on.
Well, everybody should come and talk to HR. HR is a great place to be.
Like,
it's not the principal's office, I promise.
I would like to finish with a picture. Maybe you know this picture. A company is like a bus. You have to find the right people to get in the bus. You have to
the right people in the right seats.
Yeah, the wrong people out, and then place them on the right seats, and you are successful.
Yes, 100%.
This was episode number 8. Thank you a lot, Dina, Vice President, Global Human. I'm stucking with it again. You could finish. It's always my job to do these things. Vice President, Global Human
Resources. Yes.
Thank you a lot for having you.
Thank you so much for having me. This is a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
See you soon. Bye bye. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Dina.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.